Chapter 2, The Growth of the Church. The Bible doesn't give a complete history of the New Testament church. We know that with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, many people were saved and added to the church. As a result of their salvation experiences, they met for fellowship. The Apostle Paul won many converts in different cities and locations, and as a result, many New Testament churches were established. We will look at some of the early New Testament churches. The Church at Jerusalem, its membership. The Church at Jerusalem was the first church established and was the only New Testament church for several years. The membership of the Church at Jerusalem was made up of converted Jews. The gospel had not been opened to the Gentiles yet through Paul. It was a hard lesson for Jewish converts to learn that the free gift of salvation was available to anyone who would call upon the name of Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, many Jews were saved under the preaching of the apostles. These converts banded together to start the church at Jerusalem. Acts 2 verses 40 through 42. And with many words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Note, in verse 42, that the new converts continued in their new faith and in the apostles' doctrine. It is evident that as the people were saved and added to the church, that they met and were taught by the apostles. The doctrine that was taught to them was the clear teaching about Jesus Christ. The Bible was not completed yet. They only had the Old Testament scriptures and were taught out of them. Prayer and fellowship was a very vital part of the first church and still is today. The church at Jerusalem was made up of converted Jews who needed to be taught who Jesus Christ was. By far, the majority of the Jews still did not recognize Jesus as their Messiah.